So now, Win Hua, we've met the elders singing traditional Cambodian village songs. But what about the minorities of Cambodia? The type of people who train elephants believe every leaf and bug has its own spirits, and have been in this region longer than almost any other tribe in Southeast Asia.
I imagine people like that have some pretty interesting music. But you have to travel to Cambodia's Far East to hear it.
And that's just what our producer, Suwanu, did.
Hi, thank you, Dalin and Wang Hua. Yes, my team and I did travel to Mondokiri to meet with tribes of Bunong. The Bunong are an Aboriginal minority ethnic group who have lived in this area for over 2,000 years. Over the past few decades, their unique culture has suffered as the government made them move closer to roads and cities and taken away much of their native land. They now find themselves becoming more like the broader Cambodian way of life. These new influences are watering down the culture of their past, especially with younger generations. When I went there, I met one man named Sin. He is the head of the indigenous people that live in Busra community. And he told us about how important the Bunong song is.
When I think about it over and over again, I notice that our culture is fading. So I created a Busra traditional dancing and singing group. Our goals are to save and develop Bunong culture.
We met Sin's group in his village. We joined them in a hut. There were about 10 women who were wearing their traditional green costumes and their colorful headdress. The Bunong have their own language separate from Khmer, so we weren't quite sure what was happening. Then all of a sudden, an 80-year-old man in long clothes started to play a wooden flute. When he started to play his flute, there are four beautiful ladies come to in front and dancing their traditional dance. The sound of the flute was very beautiful and it blew my mind. While many of the singers and dancers are old, some of the others are young as well. They were on their cell phone clicking away between songs. But I can tell they were excited and proud to be wearing the costumes and performing the dances of their culture.
That's great. It gives the traditions a chance to be passed down.
Exactly. We also met a very impressive Bunong musician named Trup Choy. He is completely blind, but he still invented his own original instrument called the gong rang.
When I went blind, people encouraged me to learn music to improve my other senses.
This instrument is similar to guitar, but the sound of the instrument is have a higher note than guitar. It made out of bamboo with 12 to 18 wire strings. There is also a variety of music among the different Bunong villages. We went to another village called Sraompom. Instead of being organized and wearing their marching costumes, they were getting drunk and smoking some kind of tobacco. They said it was so they could ask their ancestors their permission to share their music with us. They insist our teachers upon drinking the brew with them.
Come on, teacher, drink a little bit.
No, I don't know how to drink the brew.
Teacher, come on, drink it. Have cheer, have happiness in your life.
Just for the little bit.
Drink it, it's so yummy. Oh, so yummy. Hey, come here, children, you drink some.
No, they cannot because they are kids.
It was a strange way to start. But then, they started to play their gongs. And guys, let me tell you, it was amazing.